WTAW News Time is 6 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. It's gotten a little cooler out there. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. Your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization is hosting a public meeting on Monday to receive feedback on the draft 2050 major thoroughfare concept. Executive Director Dan Rudge says this is the third draft of the plan.
We had an original one that we received about 1,500 public comments on. We then developed a second one based on those public comments, and we received another about 500 comments on the second map. And so now this third map incorporates those 500 comments.
Rudge says the come-and-go meeting is from 5 to 7 at the Brazos Center. MPO representatives will be on hand to discuss the concept and answer questions. You can see the current draft online at bcsmpo.org. On the side of the Aggie Field of Honor Cemetery facing FM 2018, look for the construction of more apartments. That follows a 5-2 vote by the College Station City Council to change the land use for a 4-story, 142-unit complex. Barry Moore moved to approve the project.
I racked my brain to think what else could go there, and I think there's two options. One would be something similar to the neighboring property that Mr. Shiston also owns, but as he said, he spent a decade trying to market it as that kind of property, and just it hasn't worked. I think this is going to be a viable project. I think it makes sense.
In other business, owner-occupants of single-family homes in College Station's oldest neighborhoods will get more protection from future construction of stealth dorms. That's after the City Council last night unanimously closed a loophole in development regulations passed 5 years ago. You'll hear comments from last night's public hearing during the 5 p.m. news hour. Approaching the first anniversary of flash flooding in Bryan, the City Council next Tuesday will consider repairs to major waterways.
Tuesday's Bryan City Council agenda includes spending $94,000 from the drainage fee fund to study erosion problems along two creeks. One's Briar Creek through the Blinn College campus and downstream between homes located from Apple Creek Court to Cherry Creek Circle. The consultant will also study Burton Creek above Villa Maria off Carter Creek Parkway and between Rosemary and East 29th. The erosion study also includes a contract to design repairs along Briar Creek behind a home on Cherry Creek Circle. That's after erosion took out a residential fence and has come dangerously close to the foundation of the home. During Tuesday's council workshop, staff will present recommendations for the city's next capital improvements plan.
We've talked a lot about drainage in Bryan, so we've tried to squeeze as many drainage improvement projects as we could in this program.
City Engineer Paul Casper on WTAW's The Infomaniac said several neighborhoods are targeted for drainage improvements for the years 2018 through 2022. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
If you support limited government, you like what the Texas legislature has done so far this session. So says third-term state representative Kyle Cassell of College Station.
This will probably be the fewest bills ever signed by a governor or passed by a legislature in Texas.
Cassell on our show says going into the last day to hear House bills, the governor has signed only 6 bills, and only one of those originated in the lower chamber. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 7. It's 62 degrees. You can call or text us this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This Will Get News is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Hey, good morning, 710 Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. in Bryan and Navasota. And we're going to check some weather. It's sponsored by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
High pressure will be building in for today and for the weekend. It'll set the stage for lots of sunshine and some rather warm temperatures, especially by Mother's Day. All that sun today, well, it'll lead to a high of 80 to 85. It'll be breezy, especially this morning. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 60 to 65. Partly to mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be near 85. Clear tomorrow night, 60 to 65, and it's sunny 85 to 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, Zach Taylor recaps the A&M softball team's loss in the SEC tournament yesterday. Meanwhile, A&M baseball coach Rob Childress previews the team's weekend series against Ole Miss beginning today. And the Rockets are out and the Spurs move on in the NBA playoffs, which hurts my Houston heart, but I suppose that's what happens when you only score 75 points in an NBA game. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go. The person who designed the NBA logo also made the 1040 easy tax form.
Okay.
Really?
You know, letting you know. Just something.
Fun
that you
fact.
Can, sure.
Fun fact Friday.
Yeah, that's it. Fun fact Friday. All right. So anyway, it's going to be a great weekend. It's going to be warm. The the weather yesterday was just odd, very strange. And I thought we were going to duck the rain thing, but we didn't. And I don't know how far south it went, that first patch that came through.
Right.
But pretty good thunder and lightning last night.
Yeah.
Pretty good light show going on.
Yeah, Coda hung out in the bathroom for a little while.
Said, okay, just going to be in here.
Yep. That's, hey, Mom, that's the bath where, mat is just fine.
That's right, where things are not. Mm-hmm. And so it's just, so did Coda get you a Mother's Day present? Do we know?
I bought myself a Mother's Day present.
Okay, that's
Does that
cool.
count?
That,
okay.
Sure, heck, there's nothing wrong with that. So they ask people, how many classic mom things does your mom actually do? Okay. There's some magical force that immediately makes women all start doing the same mom things once they have kids. And sure, some moms skip a few of them, but no mom is totally immune. So a survey asked people how many of these classic mom things their mothers did when they were growing up or still do now. Okay, 90% says leaves you in the grocery store line while she goes to grab just one more thing.
I mean, it's happened maybe once.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe.
Yeah. 83% say their mom texts with one finger. Okay, with one. Which is, now, you know, and but that's an age thing, too.
Right. That statistic will start going away.
It really will. Because I'm sorry, I have, first of all, I worked in newspapers and never learned to type, okay? So, first of all, that was pretty weird anyhow.
Uh-huh.
And so, I had that going on. But I don't do the double thumb thing. I mean, and I watch people do that. I went, wow, that's kind of Rubik's Cubic to me.
Yeah.
It was just one of those things I don't
it's
do.
Mesmerizing.
So, are both of y'all like two thumb?
Double thumb, oh, yep, yeah, for
oh,
sure.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's, but again, that's, you have to understand, when I started, I guess we had crackberries, you know,
right,
which were a little bit different.
Mm-hmm.
And that's probably why they were popular at the time, because people were used to having a keyboard that they would have typed on.
Exactly.
And you have to decide how you're going to position that stuff. Of course, now the slide to type thing is a pretty good feature for me, because that way I don't need to. I can just slide from letter to letter and
when you text
and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So that works out all right. Anyway, so we got 83% texting with one finger. 82% won't get you a snack when you're out because you have food in the house. You've heard that line before,
oh, yeah,
right?
For sure.
Yeah, okay. 73% say gets into the never-ending conversation with people that she runs into at the store. A big talker in the store.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, well, of course, it depends.
Yeah.
If you got the kiddos with you, because the kids may know each other or they go to the same school, there
right,
can be a whole bunch of things, or they're on the same team, or that can happen. Still holds grudges against kids who wronged them decades ago.
Oh, wow.
69%.
Like, so people their age.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tells you that, well, they said that about my child.
Right.
Tells you that you look beautiful or handsome even when you really don't, you know, 68%.
No, she's usually pretty honest.
Holds her arm out in front of you when she slams on the brakes. Okay, there you'll reach
oh,
over
yeah,
thing.
Yeah,
okay.
The
both parents do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, both parents do that. 58% say that. call celebrities by the wrong name. Well, okay, yeah. Literally always has tissues in case you need
yes.
them.
Yes. Right, oh, my gosh. My mother is the queen of napkins.
Okay. All right. Now, see, and I don't know. I wonder if that's going away. I have no clue. I have no
yeah.
way to know. Just because things are different, but you're right.
But it's great. Every time I'm in her car and I need a napkin, yeah. I know there's a stash in the console.
There you go.
Most
there
mom's purses are like black holes just full
true.
Of whatever you need at any given time.
Yeah. Hand you the mail that was addressed to you that she's already opened.
Opened. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Oh, oh, you finished the sentence. Excellent.
So here, honey, go. This came for you in the mail.
That's
Mom,
right.
why is it open?
Yes.
Oh, I just want to take a look.
That's right. So mom things. We'll have some more, but... let me see. If you want history of Mother's Day, it was first celebrated in 1908 at a church service in Philadelphia. Ann Jarvis had the service done for her mother, who told her when she was much younger that she hoped there would be a day to commemorate all moms. So she went to work on it.
Oh, all right.
We're going to spend $186. If you don't, you're a terrible child.
$186.
I know.
Wow.
Really, that's serious.
Well, we were talking about like Mother's Day scams, what not to fall for on
yeah.
like fake websites and stuff.
Yeah.
And people were talking about trips to Disney World and Disneyland. And I was thinking, man, y'all are really treating mom for Mother's
uh-huh.
Day.
Hello.
You're buying her a vacay.
Yeah, I think you've left out about the moms, about she never went to town without carrying a switch. And that's for us older ones.
Carrying a switch.
Go get me a switch off that tree. Yep, I understand.
I was actually yeah. born on Mother's Day, so.
Oh, wow.
Very cool.
I think I was a pretty good Mother's Day present.
Hey, you can
maybe?
Just walk in and go, hey, what you got? It's right here. Yeah, so, yeah, taking mom to Disney World, huh? Okay. Mm. Do you think? Well, again, there are a whole bunch of different kind of moms, but you still got mom responsibilities if you're there.
Right,
mm-hmm.
right.
And it's costing you a lot of money to do that.
Yeah, that was my whole point, was how much are you guys spending on yeah. your mom for Mother's Day? Maybe I am a bad child.
Well, now, for instance, Red Book did a list of things moms really want for Mother's Day. Number one, stay up late and sleep late without interruption.
Mm.
Have breakfast or lunch or dinner cooked for them. Have the house all to themselves. An afternoon at the movies alone, fresh flowers in every room in the house.
Okay.
Just saying. Sounds to me like
a lot of alone time.
Yeah, a little disconnect there.
Leave me alone.
Do a disconnect. Yeah. Hello.
Yeah. Mom uses her thumb and a little bit of spit to clean the side of your face or a dirty spot.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, hello.
Hello. How are you this morning?
Oh, doing fine. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a wonderful Friday.
It is a wonderful Friday.
Hey, about this thing about taking mom to Disney World on Mother's Day, I think everybody knows that they're actually taking her along to be the babysitter.
Yeah, that's it. The duties do not end. Yeah, just because you're in the most wonderful / expensive place on earth, yeah, that's not at all what I would think. But nonetheless, all right, let's see what else. 78% of the percent of the buyers who pick up a greeting card for mom. So 78% of us are going to give mom a greeting card.
Yeah.
68% flowers. Mom, the 37% of mom's shoppers who give their mom apparel or clothing items.
Okay.
That was one of the things that could be a scam, though, so be careful with that.
I don't know if I've done that before. Buy mom electronics.
Mm-hmm.
Huh, okay. And again, that may be a thing. Understand that she may not think the app is as cool as you think it is, you know?
Right.
Just
but it's one of those things you
yeah.
buy it for her, and then if she doesn't like it, she'll be like, well, then can I have it?
I was going to say, I really think it just depends on your mom.
30%,
hopefully you know what she likes.
That's the idea. Maybe if you possibly pay attention, okay? 30% of U.S. Americans will buy their moms gifts online. And, of course, gift cards.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing better than a gift card for mom.
And I will say, you know, some people find gift cards impersonal, mm-hmm. but I really think moms appreciate it because they can go get what they want.
You're right. It is. Restaurants, hey, and, you know, of course, this makes...
Man. Now, don't go get her, like, a gift card to, you know, Burger King.
No, don't do that.
Or something like that.
Probably go ahead.
Make the actual gift card thoughtful
sure.
of where
yeah.
you're going to
yeah.
take her.
Spa, salons, those kind of things.
Ooh,
that's
yeah.
good stuff. Yeah, that works out
mm-hmm.
well. All right, so anyhow, restaurants expect Mother's Day to be the busiest day of the year. Can you
the
imagine?
Year?
Yeah, of the year. Can you imagine being in food service in this
Ooh.
Town this weekend?
No, I literally cannot imagine.
I can't even imagine being in this town this weekend.
Yeah, well, that too. That's
but,
most of us will just kind of we'll just shelter in place here.
And let, well, and the thing is, it started Wednesday night, if you really think about it. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully by Mother's Day, all of the graduates and their families will be out of town. But I don't know.
But the restaurant managers also were planning on, okay, we need an exhale day. Mother's Day will be on Monday.
Exactly.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. So anyway, so remember that. If the server is a bit frazzled at the restaurant,
be nice. Be patient.
It's a hard job on any day.
Oh, yeah.
A hard job on any
especially
day.
Especially with the way we are nowadays.
Yeah. All right, five major chocolate and candy companies have announced a joint commitment to reduce calories in many sweets sold in U.S. America.
Mm.
All right. The United States is the world's largest consumer of sweeteners. Companies including Mars, Nestle USA, Wrigley, and others said they had committed to ensuring that half of their individually wrapped products sold in the U.S. In U.S. America contain no more than 200 calories within the next 5 years. Okay, now what does that mean? Companies, including those people, have committed to ensuring that half of their individually wrapped products sold in the U.S., in other words, not in a bag. And don't forget, the sharing size has to be as big as your forearm.
Right.
You ever notice that?
It's huge.
Yeah. You're really going to eat it all, but, oh, I bought
you
a sharing
size. You don't get fun
sizes
just the regular candy aisle.
Okay, but see, here's what they're saying is that half of their individually wrapped products sold in the U.S.
So does that mean
no more than 200 calories?
You know, it's like a 50-50 chance if you pick up a Hershey's bar, whether it's going to have less calories or more?
Well, my thought is when they say 50%, I'm going to bet that has to do with 50% number-wise rather than production-wise.
Okay.
You get what I'm saying. Let's say that they have 14 products out there.
Right.
Then
seven
of those products. It's not like we make 3 billion pounds of candy and half of it's going to be.
So they're going to take the seven least favorite and just make them worse.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm wondering.
And then everyone's still going to buy the most popular ones that make them fat.
I'm wondering if they're leaving out per serving, because that would make a difference.
Yeah, those two words could make a difference as well. That's it. But anyhow, so we're supposed to feel better about that. I guess that's their pushback to the government.
No, because people are like, oh, there's less calories. I can eat more.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the pool guy. With a large professional staff, the pool guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The pool guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the pool guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the pool store. Trust the experience of the pool guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the pool guy.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kyrus Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kyrus. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyrus. Kyrus Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
I worried about my health. I'd gained so much weight. Didn't want to travel, nothing fit. A flight of stairs was terrifying. I was missing out on my own life. But since surgery, I've lost 80 pounds, and the real me is back. I'm getting smaller. My world's getting bigger.
Could weight loss surgery at College Station Medical Center be your answer? Sign up for our next free seminar at collegestationbariatrics.com. Results may vary. Consult your physician.
725, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, Will Ferrell is going to address the graduates of the University of Southern California, and He said he's going to tell him to stay classy.
Is he a USC grad?
Yes, he is.
Okay, that's
yes,
what I
is.
Thought.
He earned his degree from the university's Annenberg School of Communications and Journalism.
Oh.
He's also one of just six recipients receiving honorary degrees for contributions as civic, academic, scientific, and arts leaders.
Wow.
Yep.
Cool.
134th commencement. So there you are.
That's pretty neat.
Yeah.
That's a good commencement speaker.
I would think so. And, you know.
Or at least funny.
It would be. That's it. He'll do a lot
entertaining.
Of that stuff.
Yeah.
He's class of 1990, as a matter of fact. And left there, went to work as an intern at NBC Sports, and then went, nah, I think I'll do something else.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
So, you know, are we going to get, like, Robert Earl Keen to come and...
I don't know who did the commencement speech this year.
Okay.
I'm not sure. Yeah. I had General Petraeus
for
my graduation.
Cool. That's not bad.
And I actually went. Because I feel like a lot of people don't go to their commencement speech because they hold it usually, like, the night before all the ceremonies begin.
Right.
But, yeah, I went. I'm glad I did.
And, again, go see McRaven's speech at the University of Texas about 4 years ago.
Mm.
It's 18 minutes, and it's... It's dynamite. It really is. It is outstanding. I think he was applying for the chancellor's job.
Gotcha.
And he came out in his full dress whites, which was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
And it's, it's
cool.
Not a bad thing. All right. So anyway, we just go enjoy yourself, and we're glad you're here. So, conference calls. You ever do conference calls?
Yes.
Is that a thing of the past?
No, I think it's still a thing.
Right, okay.
Maybe more so like conference Skyping now like video stuff.
Sure.
But yeah.
You sit in a room with a bunch of people and then you can talk to a bunch of other people who are sitting in another room someplace else. Right. Okay. So while we could debate how productive these meetings are, there are some things that could make them more efficient. Okay. Are you all... So these are things to avoid, okay? Certain words and phrases. Are all of you on... Okay, well, if nobody answers, that's fine. And, of course, instead, everybody talks. Or they do, can everybody hear me? Again.
Yes.
Okay. Did everybody get the agenda? Once again.
Yes.
Let's keep it short. That's why not? We'll just take a few minutes for everyone else. So why are they late? Well, we'll wait a few minutes for someone else to show up. Why are they late? You know, you should start it on time.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do a quick roll call. Why would you do that?
Right.
Waste time. Sorry, I'm late. Why would you interrupt a meeting to announce that you're late?
Especially if it's a conference call. No one can see you.
All right. So, and a few other pointless things you could say is, can they hear us? Don't worry, they can't see us. Or thin crust pizza.
Yeah.
Put that list down and just do a checklist. I mean, all of those, you tick them off. Those are the ones that you hear during conference calls that waste time. Hello.
Yeah, and my favorite one, if you can't hear me, raise your hand.
Yeah, those are always good, too. Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's 728. It's brought to you this morning by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group at 776-1900 or stop by their office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Anyway, super day today as far as the weather is concerned. Look for a high temperature today. Probably going to be in the lower 80s, and the winds will be out of the northwest, kind of gusty at some point, maybe up to 20 miles an hour. 60 for a low temperature tonight, then we'll gradually warm up again as we go through the weekend. 84 on Saturday. Mom's Day, it'll be 88. Probably the same thing on Monday and Tuesday with lots of sunshine. Right now, the winds are out of the northwest at 12. 84% relative humidity. Fair skies, and we've got 62 out there.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinsky at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Howard County in Maryland is a Democrat Party stronghold. Democrats outnumber Republicans there 2-1. It's upper middle class, lots of professionals, including scientists and engineers. But a fifth of the population are immigrants. So Howard County decided to declare itself a sanctuary, defying the Trump administration's enforcement of immigration laws. Democrats figured the measure would pass overwhelmingly, and they were wrong. It got a lot of blowback, not primarily from the outnumbered Republicans. To the shock of Democrats, it was the legal immigrants of Howard County who formed a wall of resistance. These immigrants were outraged that their own struggles to follow the rules and come here legally were being devalued by liberal Democrats. They spoke of the high privilege of becoming an American. They expressed fear of crime associated with illegal immigrant gangs, which are already hurting their communities. Now, for many of them, struggle to become naturalized American citizens took decades, and they don't want to see their struggle to get here cheapened or diminished for the sake of Democrat Party politics. The liberal Democrats that run Howard County, well, they were stunned, which shows just how out of touch they've become. Their party does not respect the rule of law or the value of the American dream for the very people they claim to represent. They could learn a great deal from these immigrants about their own country. Imagine that.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Say, folks, did you know the toughest utility vehicles on Earth are also the most comfortable? Mahindra's XTV utility vehicles offer 25% more legroom and seating while comfortably seating up to 6 passengers. Now, of course, every Mahindra XTV is built right here in the USA and is backed by the industry's best 3-year powertrain warranty. And that's 6 times longer than the other guys. The Mahindra Flex Hauler even features a standard electric dump bed with 3 sides that fold flat for easy loading and unloading. And for a limited time, Mahindra's 750S Flex Hauler is just $139 a month plus $500 off Mahindra's XTV accessories. Learn more at MahindraUSA.com. Get your work done, America, in comfort.
Take advantage of rock-bottom prices and test drive a Mahindra today at J5 Tractors in Conroe, Navasota, and Normangy. Or visit J5Tractors.com. That's the letter J, the number 5Tractors.com.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
When ANCO Insurance first opened for business in 1873 in downtown Bryan, our new location was way out in the middle of nowhere. Now it's conveniently located right in the middle of Bryan and College Station. You're invited to drop by and visit all your old friends anytime you need a quote on your auto, home, business, or health insurance. We're at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria at 1111 Briarcrest Drive. Call today, 776-ANCO, or visit online at ANCO.com. ANCO Insurance, still providing peace of mind.
WTAW News Time is 7:33. It's 62 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A divided College Station City Council has sided with the Planning and Zoning Commission to allow the construction of apartments on the side of the Aggie Field of Honor Cemetery facing FM 2818. The council's 5-2 vote and the P&Z's 6-0 endorsement followed a staff recommendation against the 4-story, 142-unit complex. Jerome Rectorick seconded the motion to approve the project.
This property, in my humble opinion, is not conducive to any type of commercial activity that a suburban commercial zoning would facilitate. And I'm not concerned about the height of the buildings because FAA is going to control that for you anyway.
Julie Schultz voted no due to apartment traffic using 2818 to get in and out.
I know they're going to try to make it safer, but in good conscience, I can't go with putting another 142 cars through there, especially since there's really not a true road. It's just going through a parking lot.
Blanche Brick joined Schultz against the project, which will include a 25-foot buffer between the apartments and the cemetery. In other business, the council unanimously approved closing a loophole in development regulations sought by owner-occupants of single-family homes in older neighborhoods as protection against the construction of stealth dorms. You'll hear comments from last night's public hearing during the 5 p.m. news hour. The Bryan College Station Metropolitan Planning Organization wants your feedback on the third version of their 2050 major thoroughfare concept.
Our population is expected to more than double by 2050, and so we need to figure out today where we want to have roads so that as development occurs, we can begin to establish rights of way.
Executive Director Dan Rudge says the come and go meeting will take place from 5 to 7 at the Brazos Center, and several MPO representatives will be on hand.
When people come to the meeting, expect them to meet people that are ready to answer their questions, talk to them, and listen to them, because we really feel that's the most important thing we do as part of this process.
You can view the current version of the map online at bcsmpo.org. Next Tuesday's Bryan City Council meeting includes possible action to repair waterways hit hard by flash flooding almost a year ago.
The council's consent agenda includes a $94,000 study of erosion problems along Burton and Briar Creeks. If approved, consultants will look at Burton Creek erosion between Rosemary and East 29th off Carter Creek Parkway and above Villa Maria. Consultants will also survey Briar Creek through the Blinn College campus and downstream between homes located on Apple Creek Court and Cherry Creek Circle. The study will also include a contract to design repairs behind a home on Cherry Creek Circle where erosion's collapsed a residential fence and has come dangerously close to the home's foundation. In addition to the erosion study, city staff will present the next capital improvements plan. City Engineer Paul Casper says that includes several drainage projects.
Things like culvert improvements in North Bryan along Steel Creek, storm sewer improvements in areas of town, including Melba Circle, Wayside, Carter Creek, Hillside, Bristol, Esther, just to give a few examples.
Casper on WTAW's Infomaniac says if the council approves, those projects will be scheduled between the years 2018 and 2022. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Already congested traffic at the interchange under construction near Easterwood Airport got worse yesterday afternoon following a crash. College Station police report a collision between a semi and a Texas A&M truck. College Station firefighters had to force their way into the truck to remove the driver, who was transported to a local hospital for treatment of non-life-threatening injuries. The driver of the semi was not hurt. The intersection of FM 60 and 2818 was closed for almost 1.5 hours. The cause remains under investigation. One state lawmaker thinks they are on their way to passing the fewest number of bills in the legislative session.
And if people like limited government, the process has worked to their favor.
Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station on our show says that includes the fewest number of bills signed by the governor.
The governor has only signed 6 bills, and only one of those is a House bill.
Cassell, who is in his third term representing a district from College Station to West, looks for an interesting stretch run at the end of the regular session at the end of this month. And state lawmakers heard arguments yesterday to the state taking over control of ride-sharing companies.
It does not have a fingerprint background check requirement. San Antonio city lobbyist Jeff Coyle told lawmakers under their city rules, there's an optional background check, and that's worked out well for them.
When we did town hall meetings, what we found was that for some passengers, it was very important that their driver be fingerprinted. For others, they didn't care at all.
Lawyers for Uber are in strong favor of the bill. They pulled out of Austin over mandatory fingerprint background checks. In San Antonio, Michael Board, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 62 degrees. Call or text us 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Bring your blankets and lawn chairs to the George Bush Presidential Center on May 19th as we enjoy the film An American Tale, Fievel Goes West.
Just remember, Fievel, one man's sunset is another man's dawn.
Games and free refreshments at 7 p.m. and the movie begins after sundown. Coolers are okay, but no glass containers and no pets. This summer's movies are being shown in conjunction with the newest exhibit at the Bush Library Museum, The Legacy of Ranching. For more information, visit bush41.org and click on the events tab to make a reservation.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars,
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fund Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fund Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefundpools.com.
Hey, hey, good morning, Infomaniacs. News Talk 1620, WTAW at 741. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure will be building in for today and for the weekend. It'll set the stage for lots of sunshine and some rather warm temperatures, especially by Mother's Day. All that sun today, well, it'll lead to a high of 80 to 85. It'll be breezy, especially this morning. Clear to partly cloudy overnight, 60 to 65. Partly to mostly sunny during the day tomorrow. Highs will be near 85. Clear tomorrow night, 60 to 65, and it's sunny 85 to 90 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll take a look with Zach Taylor at the A&M softball team's loss in the SEC tournament yesterday. Meanwhile, the Astros and Rangers both earned a W on the diamond yesterday, with Stros pitcher Dallas Keuchel becoming the first six-game winner in the majors this season. And Texas legislators could pass a law disqualifying transgender athletes if their hormone therapy endangers opponents. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Endangers opponents.
Yeah,
they become too muscle bound. Is that maybe what we're talking about?
Yeah, kind of like like hormone therapy tends to do.
Oh yeah, yeah, that's it. Okay, so did we talk yesterday about the Steve Harvey memo?
No.
You know, Steve Harvey, who's supposed to be just the nicest guy in the world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, sent out a memo to his new staff. RobertFetter.com got a glimpse of the memo sent out by the talk show host that gave staffers strict instructions not to enter his dressing room, do not approach him in hallways, or while he's getting his makeup done. He likens conversations with employees to being ambushed and then requested no one take offense to the new way of doing business. It's for, quote, my personal life and enjoyment.
Hmm.
Some people love it or hate it. You know, the reactions that I've seen so far, some people either think it's just absolutely horrible, or some people are saying nothing wrong with that.
Okay.
Just needs a little space, you know?
Well, do you think I could send an email out to the employees here?
Well, sure.
Please don't address me in the hallway. Please don't come into my studio.
Yeah, exactly. That would endear you.
How do you think that would go over?
Yeah, that would endear you to your fellow workers. That's for sure. By the way, and I just want, how long have we been out of Diet Coke here? Do we know?
Uh-oh.
Since I've been gone this week.
I mean, I don't know.
Okay, the perfect thing, come in, drop in my 50 cents, and the machine eats it, and it's sold out. So I'm just saying. All right, never mind. it's okay. I got it.
Why
done.
Don't you buy
I will.
Your own Diet Cokes,
and
then we have a refrigerator.
I know, that's
and you
true.
Can put your name on them. So hopefully people, I put my name on my V8 juice, but I don't think that's usually, a hot commodity.
Well, yeah, you don't have to worry about anybody
no.
stealing
Well,
it.
I don't know. Kevin drinks it, too.
Does
so.
It? Yeah, well, mm-hmm. I do, too, but I bring my own from the house. It's okay. Yeah, I got you. All right. So online video shows a guy jumping onto 1,000 mouse traps. Clip created by Gavin Free and Daniel Crucci. Who call themselves the slow-mo guys.
But which one actually did the jumping?
Mm-hmm. You know,
Who flipped the coin?
It took the pair 4 hours to arrange the mouse traps on top of a trampoline. You know, how many times did they
set one off and have to start over.
Cameras are rolling, of course, in slow motion. Oh, it was Daniel. Daniel launched himself into the traps.
Oh, Daniel.
Painful-looking footage, of course, is going viral. Why do you want to inflict pain on yourself so that other people can be entertained by that?
Got to go viral, Scott.
Yes, so.
There was a whole TV show about that a while back. You know.
Now, a new family, if you need a few bucks to spend on whatever this weekend, it says here, I'm just gonna read this.
Okay.
Some outdated gear in your closet could be worth real cold cash. The folks at ThredUp claim that used Crocs sell 58% faster than anything else on used goods websites.
Dang it. I got rid of them.
And 97% of the pairs sell within 3 short months.
What? 3 short months?
Months, yeah. Okay. Average price is $11. Now, I've never owned any Crocs, and I don't think I probably ever will in this lifetime.
Don't say never.
I know. What does a pair of Crocs cost new? I mean, signature Crocs, not some knockoff.
Right. I would say mine were maybe around $40.
Okay.
I bought these, this is a while ago, years ago.
Well,
average
price is $11. I'm just... Aside from being hipster and that kind of thing...
I don't think Crocs were ever hip.
No, I'm just saying the whole... thread up thing where people are going on and buying used goods, they call them. Just, I don't know. I mean,
I understand buying vintage or something, but a used pair of plastic shoes.
Unless you're buying used clothes at like the Salvation Army for super cheap, I don't see any reason.
Well,
to
of course,
do that.
That's a staple in garage sales. There's no doubt. You know, clothes, there's no doubt about that. Now, okay, so that's the question. Have those people who are graduating already had their garage sales, and when did they do that?
Ooh, I don't know. I haven't really seen a whole lot.
Or is it just a dumpster stack?
Yeah.
You know, do they just, because, they're just, hey, I don't need that anymore. I'm just going to put
it
right
there.
Throw it, toss it.
Just wondered. Just kind of wondered about that. Mm-hmm. But while we're talking about Crocs, the family from Utah who ran an entire marathon wearing Crocs instead of running shoes. Alexander Petchev.
How'd that go for them?
Well, Alexander and his 10 children competed in the 500 festival mini marathon in Indianapolis using the popular foamy plastic clogs, as they call them. 18-year-old Alexander's son is Benjamin Pachiev. He competed in the run wearing beige Crocs, finished in an hour and 12 minutes. Wouldn't that maybe form a blister?
I would think so, because they don't fit tightly to your feet.
Correct. Mm-hmm.
So your foot's going to move. Even if they're comfortable, your foot's going to move around a lot in them. Unless they had socks on, like really thick socks.
Okay. Anyway, they said...
Crocs.
They were a cheap cheap and effective alternative to those expensive sneakers. So.
Now, is socks and Crocs a fashion faux pas the way sandals and Crocs are?
Completely.
Does it matter what color the socks are?
No, it's just wrong.
Okay. Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Childs Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
Almost every parent is snapped at their teenager. You don't mean to. You have a bad day at work or you don't get enough sleep, and the next thing you know, the two of you are locking horns. And some days your teen may even goad you into the conflict. 15 and 16-year-olds can be ruthless when they're determined to get what they want. You keep telling them no, and they keep arguing until your blood pressure hits its peak. And that's when you lose all rationality and cut loose with anger that you know you're going to regret. There have been times that I've had to go back to my own boys to apologize and say, "Guys, man, I am sorry I let my anger get out of control." Instead of waiting until after we blow it, why not plan ahead of time? for how we could best handle conflict with our kids. The simplest way to keep your composure and offer a measured response right from the get-go is to hit the pause button. Some people count to 10 to cool down before they say something in a fit of anger. For others, a 10 count is nothing but a countdown to blast off. They need more time, like counting to 20, 50, or even 100. And probably all of us have times when we just need to say, you know what, buddy, let's just talk about this tomorrow. There are plenty of ways to hit pause and give yourself a chance to think things over. It's always wise to engage your teen with wisdom and clarity to avoid an explosion that never needed to happen. To help yourself thrive as a parent, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:52. Well, extra innings didn't bode well yesterday for the fourth-seeded A&M softball team at the SEC tournament. Here's Zach Taylor from Tennessee.
A hard-fought game, but Texas A&M comes up on the short end. They fall to Alabama 2-1 in 10 innings on day two of the SEC tournament. Torrey Vidalis with a solo home run that sent it into extra innings eventually. Really on defense, too, a couple of big plays for the Aggies. And we gave a lot of credit to Osorio, but you also have to give a lot of credit, too, to the Aggie pitching staff for just a really great game. Just didn't get the offensive support. So the Aggies fall to Alabama 2-1 in 10 innings here at the SEC tournament, and they'll have to wait yet another year to pick up that elusive first win in the SEC tournament.
Alabama now advances to face off against the winner of today's game between Florida and Ole Miss. Meanwhile, the number 19 A&M baseball team makes their final regular season road trip of the year as they travel to Oxford to battle the Ole Miss Rebels in a three-game weekend series. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
They're almost a mirror image of us. I mean, they're very good on the mound, very good defensively, and offensively they're playing a lot of young guys. They're hitting 250 as a team, and, you know, the familiar faces are at the top, and Blackman and Golson and Colby Bortles, and those are the guys that we're going to have to control, and, you know, we're only going to get so many shots offensively to score. We need to make sure we cash in on that.
At 14-10 in league play, the Maroon and White is tied with Auburn for fourth place in the highly competitive SEC Western Division. First pitch today is scheduled for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch all three games this weekend on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. In Major League Baseball,
here comes the pitch. Napoli swings and belts one. He crushed it. That ball is history. A three-run, game-winning Jimmy Jack for Mike Napoli.
Mike Napoli's second homer was a game-ending three-run shot, and the Texas Rangers beat the San Diego Padres 5-2 last night. The Rangers look to keep the momentum going tonight as they start a fresh series with the A's in Arlington. First pitch is at 7:05 p.m., and you can hear that game over on The Zone as well. Meanwhile, in New York,
that's grounded left side and through for a base hit. Hicks will score. Ellsbury around third. Here comes a throw to the plate by Marisnik. The tag by McCann. And it's in time. Ellsbury tagged out to end the game.
Defensive replacement Jake Marisnik made a perfect throw from left field to nail Jacob Ellsbury at the plate for the final out. And the Houston Astros held off the New York Yankees 3-2 last night. Unbeaten Dallas Keuchel became the first six-game winner in the majors. Game two is tonight at Yankee Stadium. First pitch is scheduled for 6:05 p.m. In the NBA, the San Antonio Spurs eliminated the Houston Rockets with a 114-75 victory in Game 6 of the Western Conference semifinals last night, and they didn't even need Kawhi Leonard to do it. LaMarcus Aldridge had a season-high 34 points and added 12 rebounds in his second big game of the series. And Texas state lawmakers are considering a bill that could disqualify transgender athletes if their hormone therapy endangers opponents. The move comes less than 3 months after transgender wrestler Mac Beggs won a Texas girls state championship. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
It is time for the deal of the day, thanks to our friends at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2016 Ram 2500 SLT. Four-door crew cab, 6.7-liter Cummins diesel. It's a 4x4. Take it anywhere you want. Only 41,000 miles, and you can pick it up for $38,694. Again, that's the Cummins diesel 2016 Ram 2500 for $38,645. You can find great deals like that, new and used vehicles, at Team Ford of Navasota, and they're easy to find online. Teamofnavasota.com, or make the short trip south to Navasota for Team of Navasota.
Thanks for the memory.
At Schlitterbahn Water Park, the magic begins the moment we arrive. There are more ways to play and splash the day away together. Parking and tubes are free, and Schlitterbahn lets you bring a picnic. At the end of the day, we all have something special to hold on to.
Hold on to every moment at Schlitterbahn.
Buy discounted tickets at Schlitterbahn.com.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate, and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential zero-turn mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy. And online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's my dad, Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call my dad, the real 24-hour plumber, Ed Phillips Plumbing, 731-1500, or click edphillipsplumbing.com. Ed Phillips Plumbing, serving the Brazos Valley for over 10 years.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So I have a story. Now here we go. Let me do facts. Let's do more facts. As you lean into the old break room today on Friday, just remember giraffes sleep for less than 2 hours a day.
All right.
Okay. I could have told you that from watching April for 3 months.
April's just I saw an updated picture. The baby, what's the baby's name?
Oh, like Norman. Well, they're calling him Taj for short. Taj. It's like Tajiri or something.
So Taj has got a little extra room. Is that right? They're separated by a doorway sometimes?
Probably, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right. Gotcha. Okay, so we got that. Google was originally called, do you know what? Do you know?
Oh, no.
Back rub.
Really?
Now, Back rub.
Yeah.
It's a good change.
When they came up with the idea back in 1996, the founders changed the name to Google about a year later. I mean, think about that in our world.
Will you back rub it?
Yeah. Did you back rub that?
So weird.
I don't know how to back rub it.
So there.
Wow.
Google.
Interesting.
I know. That's a little bit scary to think about, isn't it? All right. So here comes summer. You want to get in shape, right? So a celebrity trainer.
It's too late. Just kidding. Go ahead.
The celebrity trainer, somebody says he's here to save the day. These are five things celebrities do every day to get fit.
So, of course, we should.
Sure. Take 12 to 14,000 steps every day. I don't believe that. I don't believe that. I mean, there's some celebrities who do. Okay. Like The Rock. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Get at least 7 hours of sleep.
Okay.
Unplug from all computers, tablets, and phones and electronics for 1 hour.
Oh, celebrities do not do that.
Yeah, they don't. Right.
Just 1 hour per day?
That's all. Well, the rest of the time they have to be checking to see who's talking about them.
Right.
Stuff your diet with protein and fiber and do 5 minutes of resistance training every day.
5 minutes?
5 minutes.
That's it.
If you do that. Well, we had that story was that last week you could eat as much as you wanted to as long as you did some sort of a... Look, they're going to make it easy for you to feel like you're going to be losing weight. But in the next half hour, the scourge of avocado hand. That's right. Avocado hand. You didn't know it was a problem, did you?
No.
Well, it is. It's avocado hand coming up in the next half hour. All right, today, look for a high temperature, probably about 82 degrees. Was it going to be out of the north and maybe gusted up to 20 miles an hour? 60 tonight, then 84 tomorrow with sunshine. We'll be near 90 on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Right now, we're 62.